Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. Of course, we are back with another episode of Cyber Talk. Of course, my name is Jello. I'm your host. And of course, we have a very special guest. One of our vice presidents here in CyberBacker. And of course, vice president of the CyberCare team is Terry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jello. Very excited to be here. And thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we're very excited. I know this is your second time here, right? So we really had fun the last time. So we invited you again to get to know more about you, of course. So how's everything going right now? Where are you in the Philippines? Where are you based?
I'm here in Batangas, Jello. Wow. It's actually part of Luzon. So yeah, I'm from Batangas.
There we go. So Batangas. I'm not really good with my geography. I'm not even sure if that's the study for places. So which part of Batangas are you a part of?
I'm from Santo Tomas, Batangas. It's actually very near Laguna. Oh. It's the first city from Laguna. That's the first city that you reach after once you get to Batangas, coming from Laguna.
So I haven't traveled a lot yet in the south. So I believe that is real close to Cavite as well and Tagaytay, those kind of places. Am I right or not?
Yes, it's a bit near. So we have access to Tagaytay, different access coming from our place. So it's very accessible to see those nice places here in the Philippines too.
Yeah. So if someone like me, someone who's not familiar with traveling, would go to Batangas, what's the first thing that you would suggest that I go visit there?
Here in Batangas, not in Santo Tomas specifically, but you can go to Lipa, Batangas, and do some food crawl probably. Our province is very known for lomi. It's a type of dish, right? So it's soup with noodles, but it's thick soup. And it's something that you could look forward to visiting Batangas and making sure that once you visit Batangas, try some lomi because there's a lot of versions and I think we got the best one here in Batangas. Apart from that, we have lots of churches and here in the Philippines, we have a lot of that, right? But we still maintain some churches in different parts of Batangas that has the original structures, right? And there's also, of course, the Taal Lake. It's a very widely known. We have the Taal Volcano and the Taal Lake. So Batangas is also very accessible. If you want to see the lake, have a nice nature trip, or we also have wellness sanctuaries here that you can visit. The farm in San Benito is actually here in Batangas.
Wow. So really a lot of places to visit there. Then again, to all of our listeners, a great place to visit again with excellent food. Again, lomi. We have the versions of that up here up north because I'm from Baguio City. So we also have that. But I know it's not the original ones because a lot of our food, especially the lomi, we just copied it from you guys. So I'm sure once we get there, it's going to be an exciting experience. I'm going to put that on my bucket list for sure. So around Batangas, though, there are a lot of places there to visit. So I'm assuming is one of your hobbies like traveling or going around from time to time?
Yes, actually, Zero, you're very right. Since we work from home, I work from home and I'm here most days at home, like Monday to Friday, right? So I make sure that I go out on the weekends. And that's something that I really do religiously. So once it's our off day, so usually it's a Sunday, I make sure to go out. Not just around here in Batangas, we go to usually Alabang, BGC, and Laguna. So a lot of my family members are actually from Laguna because I'm originally from there. So we visit. So it's like a weekly thing that we do. We go out a lot because we already work from home.
True.
And you know, you have to at least get out a bit and see other places so that you'll be refreshed the following week. So yeah, it's a weekly thing for me.
100% agree with you there, especially when it comes to the weekend. Again, we're already cooped up, not really cooped up inside your house for from Mondays to Friday, but again, just being at home for most of the week really really bogs you down too. So you really need some fresh air during the weekend as well. So I think that's a good suggestion right there. Just plan some outings during the weekend. Doesn't have to be far. Now, talking about working from home there, just a quick transition. Did you ever imagine yourself doing something like this, let's say 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Okay. Previously, it's something that I imagined and wanted, but it's like a dream, right? True. So I was thinking when I was working corporate before in a different company, I was, you know, going to work, commuting, and then staying there at the office 8-9 hours a day. Since I have children, there are times when I think that where can I find a job that will allow me to stay home, right? And be the best version of myself, still do well professionally, but at home. And at that time, it was like, no, it doesn't exist. It's something that I want, but I thought at the time it doesn't exist. Right. So that was my thinking before.
I would totally agree because, again, I think, let's say maybe even 10, 15 years ago from today, I don't think anyone would have imagined that this could be a career that you could build, a career that you could build at home while being the best parent and being always there with your kids. Because I think the way we were programmed when we were younger, it would be like study, find a good office job in the corporate world, go home, have family, things like that. Then same rotation every day, right? But now it's a bit different than the conventional thing, because we're already at home, we're saving, we're earning, we're being with family. Who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah. So right now I could tell that dream that I used to have, I'm living it right now, Jello.
Yo, now talk to me more about that dream. How long have you been a part of Cyberbacker and going through that dream?
Okay. So I started here in Cyberbacker back in 2021. So right. I celebrated back in February, my third year here in Cyberbacker. So it's been 3 years that I'm working from home, enjoying the benefits of being a Cyberbacker.
You know, 3 years living the dream, of course, being at the comfort of your own home, being the best mom as well to your kids. Now, how's working at home working out for you? I'm sorry, but how's the experience of working from home now? This is your first time, am I right?
Yes, it is my first time to work from home. And how's the experience? I think what I can say is that it's a very different and it provides you with a lot of opportunities. Yeah. Especially if you're focused on being with your family. I am enjoying my time here in Cyberbacker because at first, to be honest, working from home and then working at night, it has its challenges.
Absolutely.
Right? But you have to put yourself in that position that if this is really something that you want, you have to make adjustments as well. So I made sure that my place is conducive to working at home and providing with me with still enough rest, even if I'm here. So there are boundaries that you have to set still, even if you're just at home, making sure that you're able to work and rest properly so that you can be your best self every day. So ever since I started, I went through that adjustment phase. And once I'm able to settle myself with a schedule, with how to work around here at home like that, it became easier, and that each day it's like I look forward to logging in at night. I don't know if anyone is like me. I look forward to it because apart from the at-home setup, what I like is the collaboration. We have our Zoom meetings, right? And we have our own teams as well. It's like even if we're not together physically, my teammates and I would say that we have developed that kind of relationship or bond. So for me, everything is working well here at home because I'm able to settle, spend a lot of time with my kids. You know, I don't commute anymore. Once I wake up in the afternoon after shift, I sleep, I wake up, I can already spend that time with my children.
Yes.
Okay. Automatically, because you just open the door commute. And there they are. Hello.
And imagine before, if you don't mind me asking, going back to your previous, let's say, experience when it comes to commuting, again, the travel time, how many hours is the average per day back and forth for you?
Okay. Because before I live here in Santo Tomas and I was working in Calamba. It's just one city away, mm-hmm. right? Calamba and Santo Tomas are nearby each other. Uh-huh. Right? So the travel time going there would take me about 30 to 45 minutes. Okay. If there's not much traffic during the hour that I leave, it could take me around 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
But it's a early. Fast travel, right? Already. Yeah. However, as time changed, the traffic progressed as well and changed. And, you know, it became longer and longer. The issue is when I go home.
Oh.
After I log off, so I'm about to go home, that's already traffic.
Oh, yeah.
It's rush hour. So it takes me an hour 15, sometimes an hour and a half to get home. It's just a city away, and yet it seems like it's so far. If you're going to calculate the distance of how many kilometers, it's just very, you know, short. But the time of, you know, finding a jeepney to ride and then taking the jeepney going home actually is, it takes a long time for me.
Right?
Yeah.
Just imagine you could be spending that time with your kids, with your family too. Imagine, let's say two and a half hours just finding a Jeep, maybe a cab, just going home, then going back to work again. Instead of you just spending that time, you waste it on the travel time. Now, once you're up during the afternoon, after your sleep, after the shift, of course, just open the door, they're already there. Who wouldn't want a life like that? Right? Which parent wouldn't want a life like that, right?
Exactly, Jello. Before, I'm not able to spend dinners with my children anymore because usually if I leave the office, it's already late in the afternoon or sometimes around 7 p.m. and I have to travel, right? And then when I get here, they're done with dinner. It's all over. So we get to eat separately. But since I started with Cyberbacker, I get to cook for them. And apart from that, we get to have dinner together. And that's become constant here in our family right now since I'm already working from home.
That's priceless. Again, you would ask the kids again, who wouldn't want that? For their mom to be always there, to cook them dinner, to eat with them during dinner. Who wouldn't want that? Now, I've heard a lot of great stories about you, of course, from your from the Cybercare team that I've spoken to on the podcast too. So I'd like to ask you this specific question. What makes a good leader here in Cyberbacker, Ms. Terry?
Actually, I think first and foremost, Cyberbacker made me a better leader. From the time that I started in the leadership team of Cyberbacker and where I'm at today, I have to give credit to Cyberbacker first. I have to give credit to Michela, to Craig, and the other leaders here in the company and our team members as well, because I think I've grown a lot over time. And what it takes to become a good leader is actually how you listen.
Of course.
You have to listen not just to your leaders as well, to other leaders, but to your team members. Before, of course, we have that initial thinking that, since I'm the leader, maybe I'm right, or maybe this is what is supposed to be done. It's not like that. Over time, if you want to improve as a leader, you have to make sure that you listen to the people around you because they're the ones who's going to let you know what needs to be improved. Their input is very important as well to become a great leader. And yeah, actually, credits to Cyberbacker, Craig, Michela, and the leadership team. I've grown so much because I've learned so much from them as well.
Yeah. Again, just shout out to Ms. Shi again, Craig as well. A lot of great leaders that we can learn from within Cyberbacker. No matter from which division you are, if you're a Cyberbacker, you're going to learn a lot here with us. Now, how about motivation? I know that leaders sometimes get really, we also get tired. We're all only human, right? For example, you're already down. How do you get yourself back up, knowing that you're the leader of one of the most important teams here in Cyberbacker? What gives you that motivation to, yeah, we can still do this. We can get back up, something like that.
a lot of things. You can find motivation in a lot of things. It's about, for me, it's about how you perceive things, how you view it. You're right, Cello. Being a leader, handling a team has its ups and downs. True. There are a lot of challenges. And yes, there are a lot of days when you would feel like, what am I doing wrong? Am I doing this correctly? What else can I do? And you're going to be so tired. But at the end of the day, you try to get motivation from first your goal.
Of course.
What is your goal? What I like here in Cyberbacker is that the goal is not just about the business. The goal is about the people, how we're trying to help make this a better place for everyone, for our co-Filipinos. That's one of my ultimate motivations. Whenever I remember that I'm doing this for other moms as well, mm-hmm. right? When I think of them, that if I keep on doing what I'm doing and I'm able to help build Cyberbacker, more opportunities will open up, not just for me, but for other moms out there who wants to have the same kind of setup that I have. So every time I get to think about that, it provides me with fuel to move forward, right? So that's one of the motivations, the goal itself, what the company stands for. Another motivation will be my family. Of course, I have children, and as children, they look up to their parents, right?
Yes.
And knowing that they look up to me is enough motivation for me to move forward. And of course, motivation coming from my teammates as well. The people in CyberCare, they motivate me in a lot of ways. Whenever I see them, I get to talk to them, and I see how brilliant they are. Brilliant people, Jello. How brilliant they are. It motivates me to work harder, to work better, because I want to work with them longer, because I want to be with these brilliant people. So I think that's where my motivations come from.
There we go. So just to backtrack then, goals, of course, motivation from your goals. Again, also team members and your family, of course. These are three important factors in how to stay motivated, of course. And I think it's a purpose as well, why you want to reach that goal. And again, goal of Cyberbacker is just to create more jobs for our fellow Filipinos, of course. Now, I have one last question for you, Ms. Terry, while I still have you here. Now, we've been talking about leadership. We talked about goals as well. Now, what is one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out in your division, let's say a new team member in the CyberCare team?
It should start from your heart. The name of our team is CyberCare, and it should be innate with you that you want to care for other people. That's the purpose of our team. And if it comes from your heart, everything will emanate from it. So that is my advice to anyone who wants to join CyberCare. Do it not for anything else. You have to believe in the purpose of our team. You have to truly know that you want to take care of other people and do a change or effect a change for other people before you join the CyberCare team, because that is what will drive you to do better or to do good in this team. I think that's it. It has to come from the heart.
Yes, absolutely. Comes from the name itself, CyberCare. Care. You should be able to care for our fellow cyberbackers. Now, of course, before we go, I know you mentioned a lot of mentors earlier, Ms. Chi. Craig, would you want to give him a quick message or to the whole CyberCare team before we go today, Terry?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. First of all, I want to thank Craig. He has been a great mentor to me. I admire Craig. I admire your leadership, your vision for the company. I admire what you do for us Filipinos here. And to Michilami, thank you for always being there. Through our weekly one-on-ones, when we communicate, it's not just being there for me as a leader, but the relationship that I created with Michila is more than that, and I really appreciate it because I know that she cares for me.
Yes, 100%.
And that's very important. And of course, to the CyberCare team, guys, you are really great people. And I appreciate how much care you have for other cyberbackers or our cyberbackers. And I appreciate the care that you have for me. Know that I truly love you guys, and that this team will not be this without you. So thank you to the CyberCare team, and shout out to you guys.
There we go. Of course, we are very excited to seeing the continued success of the CyberCare team. Also, we really appreciate your time, Mr. I know you have a lot of things going on right now, a lot of things to do. We really appreciate the time. And of course, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more on how to become a part of the CyberBacker family, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Mr. thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Same to you. Thank you, Jello.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.